With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A Billings man has applied for a marriage license so he can legally wed his second wife. Nathan Collier said today that last week's U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage inspired him to try to force the acceptance of polygamous marriages. He says he'll sue the state if his application is rejected. Collier says Yellowstone County courthouse officials initially denied the application yesterday. When he told officials he planned to sue, they said they'd consult with the county attorney before giving him a final answer. Collier married his first wife, Victoria, in 2000. He and his second wife, Christine, had a religious wedding ceremony in 2007, but didn't sign a marriage license. The trio has recently appeared on the reality cable television show Sister Wives. The Glacier Rim fire burning outside Glacier National Park is being called 35% contained, and all of the smaller spot fires that had started inside the park are now out. Fire officials say a small area on the northern edge of the fire within Canyon Creek is still not contained due to steep terrain and heavy timber. 120 people are currently working on the fire. A federal appeals court will take up a dispute over whether a 6-foot-tall statue of Jesus should remain on U.S. Forest Service land next to the Whitefish Mountain Ski Resort. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will hear oral arguments Tuesday in Portland, Oregon. The Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation is appealing a Montana judge's decision to allow the statue to remain. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen said the statue does not represent a governmental endorsement of religion because the land is leased to a private organization. A Helena judge says a state law cutting teachers' inflationary pension increases is unconstitutional. District Judge Mike Menahan ruled Tuesday that the legislature's cost-saving measure passed in 2013 violated provisions in the state and U.S. constitutions that prohibit the impairment of contract obligations. The judge ordered a permanent block to that section of the law. The law cut annual inflationary increases for beneficiaries in the teachers' retirement system from 1.5% to 0.5%. The cuts were part of a pension overhaul that increased contributions from employers and employees. The state teachers' union and 6 retired and current employees sued. They argued the pension shortfall would be balanced without an unconstitutional cut to benefits. Menahan dismissed the state attorney's argument that courts must respect the legislator's decision to make the cuts. A panel of prominent scientists are meeting in Bozeman to talk about controlling brucellosis in the greater Yellowstone area. It's the start of a year-long process to evaluate options for trying to control the disease. The panel is being convened to advise the U.S. Department of Agriculture. P. Ryan Clark, a veterinarian with that agency, says there are a lot of people and interest groups who care a lot about how Yellowstone's wildlife are managed.
And even though their conception of how wildlife should be controlled and managed may have a foundation on a Walt Disney or on reality, to them it's very real.
The panel's task is to update a 1998 report by the National Academies of Science on the disease in and around Yellowstone. Brucellosis is carried by elk, bison, and domestic cattle and can cause animals to abort their fetuses. Concern about its spread is the primary driver behind the slaughter of thousands of Yellowstone bison that have wandered outside the park's boundaries in recent years. Clark says there have been numerous brucellosis studies by multiple state and federal agencies and universities since that 1998 report, and that new information needs to be synthesized into new recommendations. That's what the National Academies of Science panel meeting today and tomorrow in Bozeman is tasked with doing. The non-governmental group's recommendations are expected to be in the spring of 2016. Montana health officials say this year's first human case of West Nile virus has been reported in Rosebud County. Department of Public Health and Human Safety officials said in a statement today the person is recovering in a hospital. The statement did not identify the person other than to say he or she is an adult. Officials say it's earlier than usual for the mosquito-transmitted infection to be reported in a person. 5 cases were reported last year. By comparison, there were 200 cases in 2003 and 2007, but none in 2010. Symptoms include a low-grade fever, headache, and muscle aches. In a very few people, infection can lead to life-threatening symptoms that include convulsions, coma, and paralysis. Mountain Water Company has asked for a delay in the city of Missoula's attempt to acquire the utility. A Missoula County District Court judge ruled June 15th that public ownership of the utility is, quote, more necessary than its private status, but company president John Kappas argues that the Montana Supreme Court should be allowed to consider the company's appeal before negotiations continue. The city has called Mountain Water's request an attempt to stall and drive up legal costs. Ken Blatt St. Marks, who's been repeatedly elected and removed as chairman of the Chippewa Cree Tribal Business Committee, has been elected for a fourth time. St. Marks was initially elected chairman in the fall of 2012. The business committee has impeached him three times on allegations of corruption. Tribal members have responded by re-electing him. The Department of Interior found that St. Marks was removed from office in retaliation for cooperating with an investigation of tribal corruption involving federal funding. The tribe was ordered to pay St. Marks more than $648,000 for his salary and attorney's costs. The Montana Supreme Court says Missoula police were wrong to seize a Hummer titled to a Missoula woman. The court ruled yesterday that the Missoula Police Department unlawfully decided a car title does not imply ownership of the vehicle or the right to argue ownership in court. Police officials had relied in part on that reasoning in 2013 to seize a Hummer titled to both Bobby Bilderback and his mother, Marie Felton. The Hummer was seized in relation to a drug crime Bilderback was convicted for. Police did not prove Felton was involved in her son's crimes, and the court ordered the car to be released to her. A young boy playing with fireworks started a fire east of Ronan that caused $250,000 in damage to a shop and apartment. Ronan Fire Chief Mark Clary tells KERRAM that firefighters were called at about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. That's about the same time emergency services coordinators were issuing an emergency declaration to prohibit the use of fireworks due to the recent hot, dry weather. Clary says a 5 or 6 year old boy admitted throwing fireworks into a bush. The fire spread to a large shop that also contained an apartment. The renters escaped through the windows. Clary says it appears they lost all their belongings in the fire. No one was injured. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.